사랑하는 성도 여러분, 어린아이들이
Dear brothers and sisters, when young children do not understand the value of money, they often prefer coins over paper bills. Even if you offer to exchange a 500 won coin, a 50 cent coin, for a $50 bill or a $100 check, a lot of children will tightly clutch the coin and say no. Most have used a 50 cent coin to buy snacks or lollies, so young children understand the value. But many young children, perhaps it's not just a 50 cent coin, but it could be a dollar coin, something that young children have used to buy what they want. And many young children, as they grow, they can differentiate between certain dollar bills and coins because they may have used the corner store to buy snacks and lollies, but they may not be aware of checks. So children don't understand the value of a check. And from an adult's perspective, it seems foolish to not exchange a dollar coin for a check. From Father God's perspective, many adults are the same. When God says, keep my commandments and do good, and I will bless you, but you don't obey. It could be because keeping the commandments does not seem to bring immediate benefit. It's like having young children who have dollar coins or a $10 note and not changing it with a $50 or a $100 check because they don't know the value of it. And it's the same for us adults. If God tells you to get rid of this and do this, you don't because you don't realize. But the spiritually wise know that the blessings God gives are far greater than the immediate benefits gained through the ways of the world. So the wise pursue spiritual virtues such as purity, peace, gentleness, and reasonableness. I pray that you will all learn how to draw blessings from God, the source of all blessings. We learn that the wisdom from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, and reasonable. To be reasonable means that the fragrance of a good and beautiful heart is manifested through the fruit of your words and deeds. When the heart is filled with goodness and truth, it naturally produces fruit of mouths that speak only what's wholesome and the fruit of beautiful deeds. But being good does not simply mean being gentle and soft in every situation. As it's a heart filled with spiritual goodness and truth, it possesses the authority of light that drives away darkness. In the spiritual realm, being without sin is power. So even a young child who has accomplished sanctification in the heart can command for darkness to depart, and it will. When reasonableness is present, it enables you to discern other people's problems through the truth and helps govern your heart. When the Lord's servants or church workers counsel others, the authority of their words is different when they bear the fruit of reasonableness. They can clearly break the chains of fleshly thoughts. For example, a church worker may come to a pastor for counseling due to feelings of discomfort or frustration towards a co-worker. The church worker may say that the other person's way of doing things is wrong, that there's a better way, and that it'd be good if the supervising pastor admonished the other person. But in most cases, the issue is not about who's right or wrong, but that differences in thoughts and personalities cause discomfort and conflict. Unless a person undergoes a fundamental change of heart, the problem is not truly resolved. The same goes for problems caused by judgment. It may seem as though the issue has been resolved after one explanation, but before long, a similar problem returns. A person who judges they keep judging and condemning how, why this person does this and why this person does that. And even if they receive explanation, in the future, they come across something similar and still complain and judge and condemn. No matter how diligently you counsel, later you find that they've returned to the same state as before. A counselor filled with the truth and possessing the wisdom of the Spirit does not become entangled in listening to and debating every judgment or fleshly thought of the other person. After only a few words of conversation, the counselor can discern the other person's spiritual condition and give an appropriate answer. The counselor can redirect another person's way of thinking into a spiritual mindset where life and peace abide. After receiving counsel, people are refreshed. There are three characteristics of reasonableness. First, reasonableness brings peace to another person's heart and helps you to discern by the truth in every situation without being shaken. These examples can be seen in the church, but it doesn't just stop there. You need to also check your daily lives, perhaps your workplace. You could be uncomfortable or feel irritated with certain co-workers or supervisors. And there are times when people clash. But it doesn't mean that you need to continue to counsel and rebuke other people. When you see people being blinded by irritation and anger. But as a Christian, in a workplace, you may find yourself being on the other end of counseling. You may find that certain co-workers come to you and not necessarily want counseling, but perhaps tell you their side of the story. And what you can do is shed the fragrance of Christ by trying to help the other person. And in order to help the other person, you need to have a heart of reasonableness. You need to make sure that you do not become biased towards certain people and be on someone else's team and not the other person's team. You need to be able to see the bigger picture, not just the problem, the current problem, but see the overarching problem as to why certain people clash in the workplace. If you possess reasonableness, you can discern the heart of a problem whilst giving counsel, bringing refreshment and peace to the other person's heart. If a person has selfish motives, they become blinded by personal interests and emotions. Even in the Bible, the Pharisees rebuked and gave counsel and taught people not to support their parents, but instead to dedicate everything to God. And there's a scene in the Bible where the Pharisees taught the people not to support their parents. But the problem is, when there are selfish motives, discernment is difficult. And if you have selfish motives, you cannot see the problem. You become blinded. Let's say there's person A and person B, and they're clashing. And person B, they end up coming to you and they tell you how this and this happened and that it's person A's fault. And that these are the problems, and that person B has no fault to their own. If you do not have wisdom, if you do not have reasonableness, then most of the time you end up being on the team of person B, the person who comes to you and talks to you first. But if you were to have discernment, if you were to have no selfish motives, then you would be able to discern what between right and wrong. You wouldn't be biased toward one person. If you don't have selfish motives, you can find the way to resolve the problem. In Luke 12, a man came to Jesus and asked him to tell his brother to divide their family inheritance fairly with him. And this person wanted to receive a fair inheritance, but Jesus did not seek to determine how the inheritance had been divided or how much more the older brother should give, nor attempt to judge who was right or wrong. Jesus didn't ask how much the older brother received. Instead, Jesus said, as recorded in Luke 12, verse 15, "Beware and be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions." Jesus wanted to teach the man what was more important. Unless the man cast away his greed, conflicts between the brothers would continue to arise. More importantly, only after casting away greed could God bless him with material blessings. Jesus gave the man the spiritual answer that would lead him to receive God's blessing. Now this man came to Jesus to receive a fair inheritance, but instead Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Get rid of greed." Jesus taught him that he needed that the greater blessing is to not be greedy, is to be a good brother, is to have a good relationship within family. Because the importance was that for this person to receive blessing from God, he had to get rid of the uncomfortable feelings for his brother due to greed. Today, we'll just look at the first characteristic of reasonableness. So next week, we'll look at the second characteristic of reasonableness. We learn that the reasonableness is the fragrance of a good and beautiful heart manifested through the good fruit of one's words and deeds. We also said that the first characteristic was that reasonableness brings peace to another person's heart and enables them to discern by the truth in every situation without being shaken. And it's a time where you can be a strength to other people and give good counseling to other people. And you can receive blessings through reasonableness. Don't think that today's sermon was too short. Consider it a time for you to reflect upon how much good words you are saying to other people, how much discernment do you have. Of course, it doesn't mean that you need to rebuke every single little thing at every single time. Jesus didn't rebuke the younger brother who came for a fair inheritance over every little thing. The problem is solving the main issue so that these issues don't repeat itself. This is reasonableness. If someone who is reasonableness is around you, you'll have a lot of blessings. You'll be able to find discernment. you'll be able to counsel well and receive counseling. I hope that all could receive the same heart of reasonableness and live a blessed life.
Hallelujah, our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses, go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases, and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu, go away. May you protect them from all diseases. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pains go away, including backache, headache, and neuralgia. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerated. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to the glory of God, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.